So your vibrational escrow is already melding together all of the things that are important to you, both the things that you do that feel good when you do them and the prosperity that flows around them. It's already gelling there, but you're not a vibrational match to what's gelled there because you are still beating the drum of shortage relative to the dollars. Mm-hmm. So, all right, there's the basis. Here's what to do about it. If you were eating a wonderful meal in some restaurant,
I like food.
You wouldn't, at the same time that you're devouring this succulent food, you wouldn't be unhappy that you couldn't be over there eating that and over there eating that and over there eating that, because you're satisfied in this moment. And that is the key to allowing all of the abundance that you want to flow to you. If you can think only about the pleasure that you're receiving as you are experiencing your music, and you can refrain from beating the drum that keeps active within you an awareness of not enough money, since the money has already been called to you by you, and it's already amassing there in vibrational escrow, you stop doing that thing that's the only thing that's been keeping it away, it has to come. It has to come. That's why once people get on a path of success, it's so much easier for them to keep it going, because you just begin to expect that, you see.
In that way, I feel similar to the lady's 19-year-old. When things are going well for me, I'm unstoppable. But when I feel bad, I feel like I'm, you know, taking the world down with me.
Well, you take it hard because and being one of the younger people in the room, you're more likely to take it harder than many of them who have become accustomed to things not going well. In other words, you're still throwing a fit over it, and we want you to always throw a fit over things not going well, but just a short little fit, as you then remember that they are going well and that they can go weller. In other words, it is so natural for you to have the success that you seek that when you focus upon a particle of your life where you're feeling the absence of that success, you're out of whack with who you've become. Can you hear what we're getting at? Do you hear how life has caused you to become this, and it is big? Life has caused you to become this, and when something that you're focused upon in any moment is keeping you from being this, It does not feel good. And the bigger this is, the worse it feels when you're not letting yourself be it, you see. So that's why we've been putting a lot of emphasis on the art of allowing, helping you to make the distinction between the asking part and the letting it in part. Because the asking part has already happened. That's why the stream is moving so strong. You've got to focus upon the letting it in part. And it's an interesting thing as we visit with so many, because we say, just let it in. And they say, I know I want to, but I can't. And we say, just let it in. They say, I know I want to, but I can't. And we say, just let it in. They say, I know I want to, but I can't. And we want you to start saying things like, I can, I let it in when I surf, I let it in when I am involved in my music. I know the feeling of flow. I know the ecstasy of alignment. So I'm seeking the ecstasy of alignment on other subjects like dollars. There's another thing that we want to give to you here, and you know how when you surf, it's such an independent thing, isn't it? It's just you and your board and the current or the wave. And what others are doing, irrelevant. You learned your own strength. You learned your own balance. You learned your own timing. You found the equipment that you liked the best. In other words, it was an independent thing. And you came to trust your senses. And you got good at it. Same thing with your music, really. In other words, it was just you, not a lot of people involved in the actual getting to know it, getting to feel it, getting to translate what you're feeling into something that somebody else can hear. So really an independent alignment thing. Even in the philosophical discussions, you were raised in an environment where alignment was nurtured. And so much that you learned to talk about, you learned to talk about with others who had already let alignment be of paramount importance to them. And so much of those discussions flowed easily and felt so good because you had been trained the emphasis of alignment first. How wonderful.